Peace, God.
Peace to the God.
How you, God?
I'm studying 120 right now. Call me back at the God hour.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
All right. Episode 51. Gonna do things a little differently this time. Gonna drop a little solo joint for y'all. Haven't done this. Think I might have done a little blurb episodes back. But, yeah. Pancakes and Juice couldn't be with us tonight. So, you know, some stuff to talk about. So, why not? You know, episode 50 was supposed to be sort of a celebration, like we were saying. And, you know, didn't get to be that. You know, we thought about doing some things, you know, live remote or special guests and whatever. You know, one thing we were going to do was talk about, you know, why the God Pod even started, how it started, inspirations, all that stuff. So maybe I'll do a little bit of that, you know, because I don't think we've ever really dove into that and talked about that. You know, I'll save that to the end. Right now, you know, just talk about thoughts on the Super Bowl. It's a great game. It was weird. I thought the Niners, they probably could have ran away with that. No pun intended. I mean, all they had to do was just keep running the ball. You know, Mostert was getting some yards, and I don't know. They tried to put it in Jimmy G's hands, and you know, he overthrew Sanders on that bomb at the, you know, the end of the game there. And I don't know if he overthrew him, you know, if maybe he laid it out a little more, a little high, you know, a little, throw it a little higher instead of more of like a line drive, or if Sanders just slowed down. It was tough to tell. You know, Sanders, you know, I think he's like 33 years old, so he's not the youngest. I think if, you know, you got Deebo Samuel, who, by the way, that kid, oof, that kid's going to be special. He's only a rookie. And he was doing some things out there. All season he's been doing some things. And, yeah, that kid's going to be special. They got a lot of weapons on that team. You know, you got Kittle, who didn't really do much. You know, obviously the D-line is something special, by the way. If you go on Twitter and just type in Nick Bosa. Oh, my God. The amount of,
oh my God,
Nick Bosa can't go to the White House to meet Trump tweets. Phenomenal. Get yourself a laugh with that. There is a lot of people out there trying to label him as racist, which couldn't be farther from the truth. Just because he supports Trump, he's racist. I just think that's the most ridiculous thing. Now, that being said, there's a lot of Trump supporters who, yeah, are racist. But not all of them, let's be honest. Nick Bosa plays with all black people, or a lot of black people, not all black people. And I'm sure he has a lot of black friends. There's no way he's racist. Does he support Trump? Sure, why not? Let him do what he wants. But I mean, Twitter was just ripping him apart for not being able to go see Trump. You know, the Niners winning to go see Trump. So that it's, they're pretty hilarious. A lot of memes and GIFs, or GIFs, whatever the hell it's called, surrounding that. But yeah, the Niners had it, man. They were up 10, 7 minutes left. But the Chiefs, you know, my Hall of Fame. He really.
Since I was in like seventh grade. So, but
he's really proving at a young age of 24. That he's the truth. He's next, man. He's got an MVP, Super Bowl MVP, a Super Bowl, obviously. I mean, he's already the greatest Chief of all time. You know, people like to call him the Steph Curry of the NFL. Andy Reid, really happy for the Walrus. Andy Reid getting his first Super Bowl. I think he had the record for most wins of any coach to not win a Super Bowl, so now he's got that. And you know, you don't see him, you know, smiling much. Not like he's a mean guy, but he's just kind of like a, you know, straight line. Doesn't really give you too much emotion. You could tell he was just on top of the world, so that was good to see. And the Chiefs, I mean, 50-year drought, you know, so to just have, you know, 50 years, nothing, great fan base, then to win one was cool. You know, hopefully my trash franchise can get one. You know, they're on a 51-year drought now. They won the year before the last time the Chiefs won it. And, Jets are pretty pathetic. You know, they were going through that 100 greatest, was the for the 100th season of the NFL, the 100 all-time team, whatever. And between the Jets and the Giants, there was one player, LT, that was it, who's arguably the greatest defensive player of all time. That's it. Not one Jet. You know, they didn't give it to Namath. You know, you'd think they would, and I don't think he's deserving of it, other than, you know, him being a celebrity and, you know, guaranteeing a Super Bowl and winning a Super Bowl, and, you know, the Jets being like that team that kind of broke the barrier between the AFL and the NFL, you know. AFL team, you know, beating the old mighty NFL. Other than that, you know, he had a pretty, you know, subpar career. So he definitely wasn't deserving of getting in. But not many great players in the history of the Jets and Giants, but, you know, Giants definitely more than the Jets. I mean, there's some great players out there, but, you know, not enough to make the top 100, I guess. But, you know, pretty entertaining game. Chiefs, you know, they came back every game in the playoffs. They were down. I mean, that Texans game, obviously, they were down huge and came back. And then the Titans game came back. And then, you know, down 10, 7 minutes left. And, you know, Pancakes, who, you know, give him a little shout out. You know, he had a little money line on the Chiefs. And, you know, I asked him, you know, at third quarter, you know, you worried, and he would, nope, not worried at all, and he knew something. And this Chiefs team, man, I think they're going to be good for a long, long time. I really do. You know, they got, you know, the what they call the Legion of Zoom or something like that. You know, Tyreek Hill, Sammy Watkins, Hardman, I think. You know, they're fast. And then they got Kelsey. Decent defense. You know, good young team. They're going to be good for a while. Andy Reid's probably got, you know, he's got a good amount of years coaching left. So, I'm happy for, you know, Chiefs Kingdom, whatever they call themselves. And, you know, good team. I think the Niners are even going to be good. You know, they have that Super Bowl hangover thing, you know, like the Rams, they fell off. They weren't as good this year. You know, Falcons, the year they were in it, Eagles, year they, you know, usually there's always a team that's in the Super Bowl that's never the same the next year. I don't know. With this Niners team, you know, great coach and Kyle Shanahan. Did he coach a great game yesterday? No. Nope. But I still think he's a great coach. Is Jimmy G the best quarterback? No. And, you know, people are already saying, oh, you know, they should sign Tom Brady. Get the fuck out of here. Like, that makes no sense. Come on now. Be smart. So, yeah, I think both teams will be back. You know, probably the turning point in the game was the bomb that Mahomes had to, I think that was to Hill, or was that to Watkins? I forget. But he was wide open. Probably a blown coverage by the Niners. But yeah, pretty good game. And the halftime show, phenomenal. You know, Shakira and J-Lo, very talented. Very talented. You knew once Shakira did that, you know, it would go viral. And then the second you go on Twitter, I mean, it's everywhere now. And, you know, you could look at it two ways. She's either, you know, speaking to the Illuminati. Or, you know, what it actually is I guess she's, I didn't even realize that she's Arabic. So that's like, I don't know, it's like a, like an Arabic thing. Just like a chant of sorts, you know, just kind of like a joyous, happy chant. I don't know, that's what I heard. So, but, it was kind of random and funny, but, you know, that halftime show was, it was cultural, which was cool. I mean, they're in Miami, right? So two Hispanic women, you know, Shakira Colombian, J-Lo Puerto Rican. So, you know, and I mean, J-Lo's 50, first of all. Shakira's 43, and they both look like they're, you know, in their 30s. Move like they're in their, you know, 20s. Unbelievable. Just unbelievable talents. Great choreography. It was a good show. Good show. I don't know who the artists were that came out with them. Some Hispanic artists. I wasn't, you know, I thought like Pitbull would come out, but I guess he did like a pregame show, whatever. But yeah, you know, it was very appropriate just for the climate, you know, Miami and whatnot. So yeah, I thought that was great. The commercials, they were good. They were good. I mean, what stands out is Charlie Day. I thought Charlie Day was hilarious. Now, something about Charlie Day is the guy like never breaks character. You know, he's always the same, whether it's Always Sunny or Horrible Bosses or, you know, whatever commercial he's in. He's always the same. He's always just Charlie. And, you know, the stain on the shirt, I think it was like a, what was it, for Tide or whatever, but they were merging it with like Bud Light and a few other companies, and he would just pop up in other commercials, and I thought that was genius. I thought it was hilarious. So I really love that. I thought the Bill Murray Groundhog's Day, since it was Groundhog's Day, by the way, early spring. Thanks, Phil. Big up, big up. Yeah, I thought that was really funny. That's a real underrated movie. Actually, is it underrated? I don't know. I know people who hate that movie, my wife included. But yeah, I thought that was a great commercial. What else stood out commercial wise? I mean, for me personally, you know, those two. Well, the Charlie Day, it was like multiple commercials. But I thought those were pretty cool. The kid, oh, I guess for the NFL 100, the kid. By the way, lucky kid, my God. Running through all the states and cities and whatnot and all the players. I thought that was really cool. I guess he probably won the punt, pass, and kick contest or something and got to do that. And then running out onto the field, you know. That was dope. But yeah, overall, good show, you know. Yeah, Chiefs 31-20. Saw that Aaron Boone, Yankees manager, actually before the game predicted it would be Chiefs 31, you know, Niners 20, which is cool to see that my manager, you know, he's you know, calling shots like that. So that's good. Savage, as I like to call it. So, good stuff. Oh, and the icing on the cake. Trump tweeting that congrats to the state of Kansas for, you know, the Chiefs winning. And listen, I get it. You know, if you polled this country, you know, there was people I was talking to today that were like, oh, Kansas City's not in Kansas. So I'm telling you, it's a simple mistake by the normal person. But when you are the president of the United States and you make an error like that, you don't fact check. You don't ask, like, are you kidding me? Or you just don't, like, have the common knowledge to know that Kansas City is technically in the state of Missouri. Now, I heard a part of it does go into Kansas. And listen, I mean, the people of Kansas are probably Chiefs fans. But, I mean, come on. He deleted it right away, but it was too late. Yeah, it's, it just adds to the, you know, the comic relief that is, our president. He had a couple of ads out there. Bloomberg had a couple of ads out there. So that was interesting to see. And, you know, I don't think any of the Democrats have a chance, but that's for another day. Talk about that. What else? Yeah, it's probably it on the Super Bowl. NBA trade deadline heating up, which, to be honest with you, this is probably my favorite time of year to be on Twitter, just for all the stupid NBA trade rumors that are out there that never end up happening. But it's fun just to see it. You know, sources say, and, you know, I hear this, I hear that, a little chirp here, a little chirp there. You know, obviously the Knicks, you know, garbage franchise, the worst, have major interest in, you know, D'Angelo Russell, who they could have signed this offseason. Now I get it. He was a restricted free agent with the Nets. So that makes things tricky. Obviously they wanted Kyrie and Durant, who the Nets end up signing. But we've exhausted that take. It's the Knicks. They won't admit it, but they clearly fucked up signing, you know, 8 power forwards, and not maybe just signing a 23-year-old all-star point guard in D'Angelo Russell, D-Lo, as I like to call him, D-loading, whatever. And, you know, they're realizing they fucked up not doing that. I think they also thought they had some point guards in Dennis Smith Jr. and Neil Akina and Elfrid Payton, and they're realizing Dennis Smith Jr. is completely gone. Frank is, you know, a backup or, you know, a role player, and Peyton's okay. And I'd go after D'Angelo Russell, but now, you know, rumors are saying that they'd have to give up Knox, Frank, Portis, who else was there? I think it might have been Dennis Smith Jr. Oh, no, not Dennis Smith Jr. Alonzo Trier, a second-round pick, Mitchell Robinson, and a first-round pick for D'Angelo Russell, which is way too much. I'm not parting with a first-rounder or Mitchell Robinson. I'd part with pretty much anyone on the team but Mitch and RJ Barrett. So, yeah. Another player they're interested in, Malik Monk. Someone else they could have drafted the year they drafted Frank. He's been awful this year. Mo Bamba, who missed half of last season. He's been pretty bad this year. There's a lot of intrigue there. He's got a 7'10 wingspan, which is not human. But a 7-footer. He's a New York kid, Harlem kid, you know. But he's been, you know, why would you want to trade for a position that your best player's at? Makes no sense. They need shooting, and they need a point guard that can create, like a Damian Lillard type, which is not Damian Lillard, just, you know, out there. I think in the draft there might be Cole Anthony, LaMelo Ball, you know, but will the Knicks get a top 2 pick? Probably not with their luck, even though, you know, they're one of the worst teams. Will a trade happen? Who knows? Marcus Morris, they should be trading, but they're the Knicks. They want to re-sign him. Okay. Then re-sign him this summer. Do it on Aroldis Chapman, where the Yankees did. They trade him to the Cubs. He goes. He helps the Cubs win the championship. He re-signs with the Yankees in the offseason. Bada bing, bada boom. That's it. Why can't you do that? If he wants to be back there so bad, go help a team win a championship and re-sign in the offseason. That's it. You know, that's where you're going to get your best return is Marcus Morris or Mitchell Robinson, obviously, but they're not, they can't part ways with him. So, who knows what's going to happen. I have a feeling they'll trade Dennis Smith Jr. for like a second round pick. You know, they'll do something stupid like that. You know, Dennis Schroeder, they're interested in, who's having a pretty good year, but, you know, he could shoot a little bit. He's not too much of a team player, so not quite sure about that one. What else are we seeing out there? I really like Bogdan Bogdanović from the Kings. You know, he's been, you know, trade rumors pretty much the whole season. You know, he's a shooter, great shooter, wing, can create. Can defend a little bit. He's not talked about because he's on the Sacramento Kings, but he definitely would fit a need for the Knicks. They should be looking at him. I just have no faith, Mills and Perry. It's a joke. You know, I'm glad the home crowd, you know, the other night when that fight broke out, they were chanting, sell the team. You know, it used to be just a few stragglers here and there, but the whole crowd decided to do it. We need more of that. Will he actually ever sell Dolan? Probably not. But we just need more of that. You know, something's got to give with this fucking franchise. Other trade rumors, you know, Cat and Wiggins, because the T-Wolves are garbage. But they have huge contracts. You know, you're going to have to give up, you know, a shitload to get them. So, will anything happen this deadline? I doubt it. Nothing significant. Nothing ever does. Nothing really ever does, except for, like, the Melo trade back in 2010 or, you know, here and there you get something, but most likely nothing will happen. So, nothing much really to see there. You know what I mean? You know? But it's fun. It's fun checking Twitter and seeing all the rumors. You know, shouts to big up. Adam Arecchio. I see him out there tweeting Dinwiddie for Aaron Gordon, or that the Nets are interested in Aaron Gordon. Aaron Gordon's a nice player, you know? He's not talked about because he's on the Orlando Magic. But, yeah, I mean, you get him to go with KD and Kyrie next year. That's real nice, but I think Dinwiddie is probably the best backup point guard in the league, so I don't know if you should part ways with him. He's on a nice contract, you know what I mean? So, what else we seeing out there? Not much else. Not really seeing too much. I know Zach Lowe usually does a podcast, and Woj is, you know, with Woj, and Woj will do one, and I haven't really listened to anything on that front. But, hold on, let me get some water here. Woo! All right. Feel like a new man. Okay. Gotta stay hydrated, folks. Friday night's Laker game. I thought what LeBron said was really heartfelt. And, it takes a lot of guts to do that. You know, he's really heartbroken, as you know, most people are. So to go out in front of the crowd and address them like that, that was really, really good of him. You know what I mean? Sorry, just reading a text, you know, distractions. No. And I thought, you know, I wish they got the win. Damian Lillard, man, Dame Dollar, that boy, he's probably my favorite player in the league right now. Him or Steph Curry are my two favorite players to watch. Obviously, Steph hasn't really played all year, but Dame Lillard is on a tear right now. He's just killing the league. Love him. So he ruined, you know, he kind of ruined the party. But it was really nice. Usher doing Amazing Grace and Boyz II Men, National Anthem, and that guy with the violin. And it still doesn't feel real. It's not for a really long time. It really isn't. And I don't know when the funeral is going to be, or if they'll televise it or what. But, it's just terrible for, you know, all the families involved. You know, Kobe and Lil Gigi and the Altabellis and the Mowers and. Since my team's out of it, I'd like to see the Lakers win it. You know, that'd be nice. See them win it all this year. Usually I wouldn't be rooting for them to do that, but I'll make an exception this season. That would be nice. What else? Oh yeah. So obviously wanted to talk about it in you know, episode 50, about, you know, why the God Pod, you know, how it started, why it started. It really just stemmed from three friends who grew up on the same block in West Nyack, New York, and love sports, basketball, football, you know, some baseball, whatever. Love pop culture, HBO, movies, what, you know, what have you. And, you know, in a text chat and just, you know, constantly talking about whatever all day, every day. And, you know, we joke about doing a podcast. You know, podcasts were starting to blow up and now they're probably oversaturated. But, you know, decided, fuck it. Let's go for it. Let's give it a shot. And we did that first one and had a blast. And we're like, let's keep this going. Here we are 2 years later. Now, 51 episodes deep. And, yeah. Some of the inspiration from it. You know, the God pod. You know, what the hell does that mean? You know, the gods. You know, like, what up, God? You know, that was a big thing in 90s hip-hop. You know, specifically with Wu-Tang. And, you know, Queensbridge. The Queensbridge rappers. You know, Nas and Mobb Deep. And, you know, what up, God? They, you know. And, you know, we used to say that jokingly. What up, God? You know. And, or to God. You know, just kind of joking around. But, you know. Kind of like some praise too, like homie or bro or what, you know, what have you, dude. And I, to be honest with you, I didn't want that to be the title. I really didn't. I thought it was kind of silly. But you know what? I'll give Pancakes credit. He pushed for it, and it is catchy. And looking back, I, you know, don't regret it at all. So we went with that. You know, the clip you hear in the beginning of Raekwon, that's from the song called The Projects off of Wu-Tang Forever album. And, you know, the music you hear in the background is, you know, the instrumental from 36 Chambers. In the past, I've used instrumentals from DJ Premier, and, you know, we use some house and techno and Jay-Z and Big L, 7-Minute Freestyle, you know, some different instrumentals I like from the 90s. It's very, the pod is very inspired by 90s hip-hop, obviously the King of New York. If you follow me on Twitter, you know, you look at my Avi, whatever, and it's Frank White, and the You're Welcome, You're All Welcome, you know, that that you hear in the opening track, the pod theme, the song, which is, you know, actually Prodigy from Mobb Deep, Too Thorough, no, I Keep It Thorough. But the clip you hear, You're All Welcome, that's, you know, a clip from the movie King of New York, Frank White, which, it's so funny, you know, I used to think that movie, which, you know, it's a classic, it's, you know, one of our favorite movies ever, but I used to think it was kind of like, you know, it's like one of those movies that's so bad that it's good. But, recently, Quentin Tarantino was on the Rewatchables podcast, with Bill Simmons and Sean Fennessy. They do that podcast, for, you know, on The Ringer. And, he had nothing but praise for it. It's like one of his favorite movies of all time. And, you know, I kind of look at it like a different way now. Like, wow, maybe it is kind of a classic. You know what I mean? Maybe it isn't as bad as, you know, the critics said or, you know, whatnot. But yeah, so we get some inspiration from that. And, you know, the pod is just three regular dudes from New York talking about sports, just bullshitting. That's all it is. You know, we're not trying to reinvent the wheel here. You know, we're not experts. We're just giving our takes. And then, you know, we have people on, you know, like my brother or my dad or, you know, friends of ours or, you know, what have you. And I'd like to do more of that. You know, I'd like to have new guests, you know, recurring guests. Something that we're going to be doing. That I'm actually going to be doing with my brother and a few, some other friends is a spinoff called Trailblazing, which is going to be about running and hiking and outdoorsy stuff, stand-up paddle, you know, the stuff that, you know, isn't glorified all over ESPN, you know, and whatnot. The stuff that we kind of like to do, you know, some of you out there see the West Nyack Trailblazers, which, you know, I'll have my brother on. We'll talk about how that whole thing started. And, but yeah, I'd like to do, you know, some more you know, episodes on that kind of stuff. So that'll be like a spinoff we'll be launching soon. But yeah, I'm open to things. You know, if people want to see us talk about certain topics, or if you want to come on, like if you want to come on, like I'm open to anything, man. Like I'm open to talking about anything as long as it makes sense. And yeah. That's probably it. Yeah. So yeah, I just wanted to, you know, do a half hour, you know, drop a little solo action, solo joint, you know, talk about some things. Yeah. Take care. Call me here.